Okay, good question. So if we find that we are thinking negatively, how can we flip the switch and start thinking positively? Usually, it is very difficult if you are thinking about some situation negatively to suddenly start seeing it positively. What we need is some alternative object of thought, which will be a reservoir of positivity for us. I'm in a troubled situation, in a troubling relationship. Now, suddenly to see it positively is not easy. But if I can redirect my thought away from that situation towards something which is positive, and therein become surcharged with positivity. Then after that, when we revisit that situation, we will have some positive energy within us to take into that situation. And ultimately, our meditational practices, our devotion, our bhakti practices, they are meant to train ourselves to connect with the ultimate positive source of energy, that is God, Krishna. So our religious activities that we do, some of us may just do it because it's a part of our culture. Go to a temple, go to a church. That's fine doing it at that level, but we are underutilizing it tremendously at that level. Actually, the purpose of our devotional practices is to create an inner sanctuary within us by regularly chanting the holy names of Krishna, regularly praying to Krishna, regularly studying about Krishna's message. Oh, that creates an inner sanctuary to which we can retreat. So when we start feeling troubled and we start being beset by negative thoughts, we withdraw our thoughts from that situation and take them towards Krishna. Take that towards the manifestation of Krishna with which we can connect. It may be kirtans, it may be some picture of the deities, it may be some verses from scripture that we have heard, some philosophical points which we have found very striking. So we retreat from that, we withdraw our consciousness from there and focus it on Krishna. And by that Krishna connection, we become strengthened, we become rejuvenated. And then after that, when we revisit the external situation, because now we have, see, when something is wrong in our life, it's natural to feel disturbed. If at that time we're just looking at that, see, the nature of problems is that the more we think about a problem, the bigger and the bigger problem seems to grow. The more you think about it, oh, what will happen, what will happen, what will happen, what will happen? The problem seems to grow bigger and bigger and bigger. But if we just withdraw our thoughts from the problem and turn to some bigger reality. It says, don't tell God how big your problems are. Tell your problems how big God is. So when we redirect our thoughts towards Krishna, then we realize, yes, no, I still can feel some security, some serenity, some satisfaction by my connection with Krishna. So although this is wrong, this is still right in my life. And when that sense of security that comes by experiencing connection with Krishna, by the inner peace, then we revisit the problem. We say, okay, yes, this problem is there. But okay, you know, I can try this, I can try that. So our creativity gets channeled when we experience security. Otherwise, when we are just experiencing negativity, then our creativity gets choked. And when we have that positivity within us, then we will find, yes, this problem, maybe I can try this, I can try that, I can try that. Various options open up for positive solutions for us. Machitta sarva durgani mat prasada tarishyasi. Krishna says, if you become conscious of me, you will pass over all obstacles by my grace. It's a very significant statement. Krishna is not saying you'll pass over obstacles simply by using your intelligence to find out creative solutions for the problems. He says, yes, first, when problems start troubling us, become conscious of him. When you become conscious of him, then what happens? Dadami buddhi yogam tam. He will give us the intelligence by which we can effectively deal with the problem. So now it is again not so easy when we are facing problems to just turn our thoughts towards Krishna. And that is why we need to have focused practice of Krishna bhakti. If on a daily basis we are chanting the holy names, if regularly we are studying scriptures, then our mind gets habituated to becoming connected with Krishna. And then when there is trouble, then we can withdraw the mind from that troubling situation, redirect it towards Krishna, and it will easily connect with Krishna because of the habit. And then when it is connected with Krishna, when it is rooted in Krishna, then we can revisit the situation and find the positivity within that situation. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Gaura Premanande. Yeah. If we can get ready for our tea.